Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
On the line with us right now is the Mackey family attorney, Attorney Theron Solomon. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, no problem.
What? I mean, this thing is in the Citizen's Voice. It's now kind of going all over the state. And what kind of response are you getting, sir?
I think it's a positive response. At the end of the day, we brought this case for the family because, and I mean, when we brought this case, we brought it before we even knew what happened. We just knew, based on what we saw before we even saw the video, something terrible happened here, and someone needed to answer for it. So I think we're getting a very positive response, and, you know, we had a positive settlement, and, you know, I think Luzerne County or some of the officials think you settle the case and everything goes away, but it doesn't. This happened, and it's not going away.
Now, from what I understand, the Luzerne County District Attorney cleared everybody, all the officials there, the guards and everybody else, of any wrongdoing, correct?
Yeah, I believe her statement was no crimes were committed.
Would you agree with that?
No. I think anyone that sees the video, they could say, I mean, I could point out a couple, but I think it's extreme excessive force. I don't know at what level that they say that a crime needs to be committed, but as someone that practices criminal defense law, I can tell you that I've seen plenty more cases move through the magistrates and common police court with much less violent acts than what we saw in that video.
A couple of things that bothered me. First of all, the use of tasers. But even before we get to the tasers, what caused him to be so irritated where they had to put him in the restraining chair and the spit mask? I mean, was it transporting here, there? What was going on?
So Mr. Mackey had just arrived. Mr. Mackey had only been there a few hours. He was epileptic, and from what his cellmate had told me in an interview, he was yelling at the wall. He was, like, you know, basically completely out of it. Even at one point, Mr. Mackey, we believe, took a seizure. He ended up going into the wrong cell. They locked him in the wrong cell for an hour. Like, he was completely out of it, and they treated his noncompliance to their directives as resisting arrest and noncompliance, and they treated his seizure with a smack to the head and a chain to the chair and a mask over his face and about 50 tasers.
50?
Yeah, if you count them in the video, they hit that E-bit about, I think it was in the high 40s. And the thing is, there's a good portion of the video that you haven't seen where they take them in the cell, out of the cell, and they have already burned through an E-bit. That's what they call their tasers. They've already burned through one before they get to where they're at here, and there's no volume on that video. So I have no idea how many times they tasered them then.
Okay, now, you know, the story suggests that they thought he was on crystal meth or something. Was there any drug abuse involved here?
No, and they did the most extensive drug screening you could possibly do. And that was the DA's office before, while they did their investigation. And, you know, the sad part is, before they even had the results of that test, they were in the newspaper saying that he was on drugs and he had drug-like strength and he must be on drugs. So I don't know how you do a thorough investigation when you pre-decide things that later turn out to be false.
Well, now, do I understand that they administered Narcan, which is the stuff to bring you out of an overdose?
Yes, they did.
Is that itself dangerous if you're not having an overdose?
I'm not a doctor, but from my understanding, I don't believe there is, I don't know what the side effects would be, but from my understanding, I don't believe it is dangerous to even those who aren't overdosing. I think that's kind of the idea, that they can give you a shot just in case, because it's a spray up the nostril, I believe they were giving them. So I don't know what the interactions are. We never made it that far with the medical doctors. That's something we were going to explore, but, you know, the case resolved at least somewhat.
Well, now, obviously, this video, which was surveillance video, was leaked on Facebook, which, of course, you know, kind of throws it into a national spotlight. What do you think needs to happen as a result of people seeing this?
Well, I mean, I just hope there's accountability. And the leak, and I could tell you that in every case that I have, that our firm has, both civil and criminal, when I get discovery, the client gets a copy. So that's the family, the Mackey family has not only that video, they have the reports. They get everything that we get, because that's what we have, transparency here at our firm. So people are upset that they have a copy of the video. I think it's outrageous that they're upset about that, when you should be upset what's on the video. But at the end of the day, what we really want to see happen is accountability. We don't want this to happen again. There's nothing we're going to be able to do to bring him back. And we just want to make sure that there's policy and procedure in place. And I think, like I said this before, a real hard look at the personnel. I don't know how the county council watches that video and says, boy, these are some guys that need to be working for us, especially some of the bad apples in the video.
Well, now, as part of the settlement, did you require, you know, sensitivity training? Did you require, you know, anything to kind of make sure that people were able to handle such an incident in a safe way?
I will tell you that Luzerne County did, and specifically their council, they did sit down with us. We did go over non-monetary demands. They ensured us that these things would be carried through. They said it would take time to get everything through, but they did tell us that they were going to follow through on these things. And I mean, you know, I really think that there is a lack of I guess, following through on the training. But I can tell you, going through their policy manuals and everything they have, 90% of the stuff that we want and the family was requesting and we were talking about is already in their policies and their procedures and their training. So they're just not following them.
See,
and it's not everybody. It's not everyone.
No, it's not. And we don't want to use a broad brush to paint everybody as the bad guy here. But my concern is that we are in a situation nationwide where we are asked to take a look at black lives and law enforcement. And I'm just wondering, you know, in putting that in perspective, what do we need to do right now as a result of this? Do we need to call on the county to do more training? I mean, when you call about accountability, what specific things do you think we need to do based on what we have just seen?
I think they need to retrain the officers that were involved in this case. I think they need to institute a policy that if you're involved in an incident where serious injury results or death, that you are suspended. I know there's a union, but suspended, be with or without pay until there's a full investigation. Because let's say for instance here, these guys, you know, did this. And like I said, not everyone is a bad apple. But the bad apples that were involved did this, and the next day they went back to work. I mean, they weren't suspended. They weren't temporarily put on administrative leave. So let's say that the district attorney's office in the couple weeks they had the investigation said, you know, it's criminal what they did. Well, guess what? Those criminals who did something wrong were in their jail with other people's loved ones every day. So that's a real change that needs to go into effect.
Now, I was just checking some records here, and I understand that on the day that the county council voted to approve the $3 million settlement for the Mackey case, Walter Griffith, one of the councilmen, made a motion to amend the original motion to terminate the manager and the warden because he thought the video was very disturbing, but it was voted down 8-2. Now, were you aware of that, the call for some resignations?
I did. I watched I guess it was Microsoft Teams or Zoom. I did watch the video.
Well, Attorney Solomon, I thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving us your perspective on this. We're grateful. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.